Hello!
Stephen, thank you for coming in today. It's great to meet you.
Hi, Dave. No, it's great to be here.
Now, you're going to become a regular fixture, not just on the show, but here on the Casa del Sol.
The face of radio.
Absolutely. If we could have a pound, Stephen. A pound. Or a euro.
I'm sorry, yes, a euro, yeah.
So yeah. You've just opened the Little Geranium in La Cala de Mias.
Yeah.
When we think of all the places in the world that you've been to, that you've worked, that you've owned restaurants, how did you settle here?
That's a long story. How much time we got? No, the thing is that I've had a villa here in Miraflores for the last 7 or 8
okay.
years. And it's lovely, and we love the weather, obviously. I mean, who doesn't? Because while we're sitting here looking at the sunshine through the windows, and we are, back at home, it is grey and it is wet. And that's the problem. So we kind of thought we need to get out of that. I got to a stage where I've got children and they're grown up. My oldest daughter is 28 this year, and she now runs the hotel, which is in Cambridge, which is beautiful. And it's called the Sheen Mill, and it's beautiful. Many people know it, actually. And it's on the River Cam, and it's in 4 acres, and it's very much a wedding venue and what have you. So with all that sort of boxed off, and I was, another time for another story this, but I was involved very much with Formula One and contracted to Bernie Eccleston, and that's come to a close because of the fact that I've kind of done an earn out. And we found ourselves in a position to say, well, what should we do? We can open a restaurant wherever, it doesn't matter. But we've got this lovely villa. And we came to the villa and just to relax and retire, really. Now, I'm only early 50s. And we sat by the pool and we kind of like got fed up of eating out, lunch and dinner, because that's the trouble is with the Costa del Sol. As beautiful as it is, we all eat probably too much and we all drink too much because we enjoy it, you know. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying life, but I got to the point where I felt that, you know, I needed some purpose because we've had so much purpose all our lives. And so we looked for a restaurant locally, and that's why La Cala.
Well, now you're here, you've opened. I understand that it's busy, to say the least.
It's really busy. I mean, we were surprised because with the story I've just given you about, we didn't have to be La Cala, but we wanted to do something locally and somewhere we wouldn't have to travel too far. You know, the thing is that we didn't expect it to take off like it's taken off, and the restaurants just went through the roof. And I always said, well, look, if nobody came, it didn't matter too much, because this isn't a commercial thing. It's not a proposition built on commerciality. It's a proposition built on passion. You know, I've done restaurants all my life. This is my 17th restaurant. So if no one turned up, it wouldn't matter to me, because I'd feel like I'd failed, but I'd have dinner with my wife, and I'm happy with that. And we opened the doors, and we were absolutely heaving, and honestly, I'm surprised. I'm shocked, but at the same time, really pleased.
Well, Stephen, I want to talk to you in a few moments about one of your previous restaurants. It was a favourite restaurant of a woman who, at the time, and even now, is still one of the most famous women on the planet. If you don't mind hanging around a few minutes, we'll talk about that next.
No, I'm here. Don't worry, Dave. I'm not going anywhere.